Thanks for joining me. Welcome to Christopher Lockhead, Follow Your Different, a celebration of people, ideas, and companies that are unique. We're sponsored by our good friends at Oracle NetSuite. Learn to turbocharge the growth of your business today at netsuite.com/different. On this episode, one of your questions, and it's a good one. So hey ho, let's go. All right, here's the question, or here's the email, rather. The subject line is there a downturn coming? A downturn coming. Hi, Christopher. I'm the CEO of a venture-backed startup here in Silicon Valley, and we are just starting to raise a funding round. I've been hearing that VCs are concerned about a downturn and that valuations are coming down and funding rounds are getting smaller. What have you heard? Can you disclose anything that might help us as we get ready? Thanks for all you do, raising money when it's going down. All right, so this is a fascinating question, and there are definitely rumblings that I'm starting to notice. Clearly, the stock market is down. And look, if you're a longtime listener to this podcast or to Legends and Losers, you know I am not a stock expert. I'm not an economist. I'm none of those things. But I do want you to know, I have been hearing some rumblings. I am involved with a handful of companies, and one in particular, actually two, now that I think of it, that are raising money. One in particular, there's no question in a conversation I had recently with the CEO of this company, where he shared with me that the VCs are getting a little squirrely, and so he's going to raise money now. He wasn't planning on doing it. He's going to raise money now because he's not sure where things are going to be in 6 months. So I thought that was an interesting insight. The other thing that I know, having been doing this for over 30 years, is, look, there is a correlation between the public markets and the private markets. That is to say, the stock market does affect venture capitalist behavior. Now, you might look at it and think, well, that shouldn't be the case, you know, because if I'm a VC making an investment in a company today, I'm not really thinking about an exit for six, maybe even 10 years. So what should it matter? Well, that might be an interesting thing to think, but in my experience, what's going on in the stock market does affect what's going on with fundraising for private companies. And so I wouldn't be surprised heading into 2019 if valuations come down and the size of some of these funding raises come down. So look, I'm not sounding the alarm. It hasn't got to that level, but I would say be cautious. Pay close attention. If you were thinking of raising money in the first 6 months of next year or at some point next year, maybe get on it a little earlier than you might. Get ready for valuations to come down because that's likely going to happen. And again, I am no economic prognosticator or proctologist for that matter. But look, if you've been paying attention, interest rates have been creeping up and that may continue. And there's a lot of wackiness going on in Washington. I don't want to have a political conversation, as you know, but if things got really wacky, who the hell knows what would happen to the stock market? So you can decide what you want to think about that. What I do think is you should, if I was an entrepreneur today, I'd be planning for things to soften and maybe even go down next year and heading into 2020. Again, I don't know for sure that that's going to happen. But I think planning for it wouldn't be smart. Now, I wouldn't pull back too much, but I would pay close attention and I would be more thoughtful about hires and spending and expansion than maybe I would have been 6 months ago. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do anything. I'm not telling you that, but I am saying pay close attention and make sure you're on solid ground as you make moves. The other thing I would tell you from a being more aggressive point of view or perspective, don't forget to market your POV, your point of view. And specifically, point of view marketing is a big part of category design, and it's about evangelizing the problem. Remember, the E in CEO stands for evangelist. And the most legendary category designers market the problem. And the reason for that is the bigger and more urgent and more strategic the problem, the more time, money, and energy people will apply to it and spend on solving that problem. And so part of what makes category design so powerful is you're marketing the problem, not the solution. So as you think about what you're going to do, particularly heading into 2019, remember, focus on evangelizing and marketing the problem, because that will continue to drive customers into your hands as we head into next year. So I hope you find that helpful. If I hear more about this, if I think things are going to go to shit, I will certainly let you know. But that's my current assessment of the situation. And again, caveat, I got thrown out of high school, right? Also want to tell you folks, we're doing something fun to help promote the newly niched down and newly branded podcast. So for the first 50 people who subscribe on Apple Podcasts or any podcast app and rate and review this podcast, we are happy. We'd be stoked to send you a free signed copy of Niche Down. So here's what you need to do if you want a free signed copy of Niche Down. On Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you use, hit the subscribe button. Then click on rate and then write us a quick little review. Once you've done that, take a screenshot of it, email us at blackhole@lockhead.com, blackhole@lockhead.com, and don't forget to include the address that you want your signed copy of Niche Down to go to. We'll be happy to do that for you. So thanks for supporting everything we do around here, and we'd be stoked to send you that. All right. Our deepest apologies to SAP CEO Bill McDermott. Sorry, Billy. We just ran out of time for you. Thank you so much for investing part of your life with me. It really means the world to me. Stay legendary, and of course, follow your difference.